Hello, I'm James McGarry and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2236, recorded on Thursday, the 24th of August, 2023. Lynette Edwards is here with me and together we will bring you local news stories, topical letters and a feature, the regular local history article from Richard Matthew, who this month tells us about the last duel in Norfolk. The next part of Chatbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and the second feature about the glorious brewing past of Norwich. At the end of this recording is the latest edition of Chatterround. You will be hearing from Tim Edwards, who is standing in for Marjorie Ead. This edition, number 102, has interviews ranging from the RSPB Snettisham, Chatterbox's chairman Roger Ryan, and Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Also, Mark Smith gains unique access to Norwich Castle to find out how the new development is taking shape. We are delighted to welcome back Sandra Harrison. We are pleased you have come back to us. We had a little visit earlier today from a friend of Bob's Beer, who kindly returned one of our players. She told us you're in hospital, Bobs, so we hope you are comfortable and send all good wishes. Let's begin with our first batch of news stories, which include the ongoing problem of boy racers, plans for a huge housing scheme on the edge of the city are revealed, funding is secured for the second phase of a hospital's plan, and Norwich has a maths magician.
The crackdown on boy racers is set to be widened beyond the city limits. Earlier this year, a special order was placed in the city allowing police to target people gathering to show off their souped-up cars and even race them. And now Broadland and South Norfolk have started a process to copy the plan, which has proved popular with people who'd been plagued with revving engines and loud exhausts. Helsdon councillor Lacey Douglas said, "Boy racers are using our roads as racetracks. It's a real nuisance and I'm glad something is being done." The order would be in place from 6 p.m. on Thursdays to 6 a.m. on Tuesdays.
There were success stories aplenty across the region as youngsters picked up their A-level results, despite a downturn in the number of top grades being handed out. Nationally, the number of A and A star grades fell by almost 10% compared with last year, with a slight reduction in the overall pass rate as well. The overall pass rate in England was 97.3%, the lowest it has been since 2008, a figure relating to grades between A star and E. This figure was slightly eclipsed in Norfolk, though with a pass rate of 97.4. Penny Carpenter, a cabinet member for Children's Services at Norfolk County Council, said, "With the support of their schools, colleges and families, the resilience and perseverance of these young people, many of whom have sat major exams for the first time, has shone through. I hope every single one of them is very proud of what they have achieved."
A Norwich student at a school named after one of history's greatest mathematicians has earned an accolade even the site's famous namesake would have been proud of. Adam Watney, who attended Sir Isaac Newton sixth form in Norwich, earned the best score in the entire country in further maths in his A-levels. The 18-year-old, who dreams of one day starting his own company, is now heading to the University of Cambridge to study maths after earning 3 A stars in maths, further maths and physics. But despite his unmatched result, he insisted he couldn't possibly call himself the best.
A Norwich restaurant took home multiple prizes at a renowned culinary awards ceremony. The winners of the annual English Curry Awards 2023 were announced. Namaste Village was named Vegetarian Restaurant of the Year, and its sister restaurant in Cambridge won Customer Experience of the Year in the East of England category. Or Ali Spice Indian Takeaway in Coltishall was named Takeaway of the Year at the ceremony, now in its 12th year.
A disused site where the old Coleman's Mustard Factory once stood is set to become a hive of activity again as it's transformed into a massive housing development. Fresh details about the project reveal that a total of 1,859 new properties will be built at the 30-acre Carrow Works site near County Hall, completely transforming the area on the edge of Norwich. Full planning permission has been sought for the creation of 143 houses and 17,625 square metres, roughly two football pitches, of business space. There are also plans to restore a Grade 1 listed abbey built in the 16th century, known as Carrow Abbey, located on the grounds, which will be converted into three homes. The abbey stands on the site of a priory founded in 1146 and has been the home of many prominent Norwich families, including the Coleman family, former owners of the mustard brand. Several structures are also listed, giving them extra protection against development, including the ruins of the priory, which is a scheduled ancient monument, and a series of pet tombs. Three new bus stops have also been put forward, which are intended to ensure that people live within 200 metres of one, and a new footbridge, possibly joining Carrow Road, has been suggested.
Police have launched a fresh crackdown on drug use and antisocial behaviour in two city hotspots. Norwich Police have increased the number of targeted foot patrols around the Lathes and St Augustine's Church in recent weeks, with officers present throughout the day, including evenings. The escalation comes as locals complain of an increase in drug activity and antisocial behaviour in the area. Following a routine patrol, we've responded to local feedback from residents around an increase in drug activity and antisocial behaviour in the Lathes and St Augustine's Church. We will continue to work with residents and partner agencies in response to this and encourage people to report any incidents on 101 or via the Norfolk Police website. Data compiled from Norfolk Constabulary's crime map has revealed an increase from 255 offences in May 2022 to 281 in May 2023. Almost half of the cases took place in Norwich East, while the north of the city saw incidents rise by more than 42%.
The region's largest hospital has received a cash boost from the government as it attempts to establish a new wing to help tackle growing waiting lists. The new £11 million orthopaedic centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, was granted planning permission in February 2022. The project will consist of two new theatres and a 21-bed ward, providing the trust with a standalone elective surgical unit. And the development has now received a further boost, with the NNUH securing further government funding for a second phase, which will provide enhanced facilities and increased capacity. NNUH Director of Strategy and Major Projects, Simon Hackwell, said, "Building work on the orthopaedic centre continues with a plan for the first patients to be treated early next year. Due to national investment specifically for addressing elective surgery waiting lists, we are able to put plans in to build a second unit which will double our capacity and go a long way in helping us reduce our patient waiting lists."